Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 in Medford, Massachusetts. All right, see. Sorry, I'm just catching my breath here. Waking up from the parking meter or whatever you call those things now. Okay, I've got a few local bands with shows this week. Let's start with Stop Calling Me Frank with My Baby is an Axe Murderer from the State of Wisconsin from their debut album Spider in My Beer and Other Songs. Band formed in 1983, was active in the local scene for about 10 years, and this album was released in 2018, was their first in about 30 years. And Stop Calling Me Frank will be playing next Sunday, the 3 p.m. show at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain.
Let's go to 1-8, have a drink and celebrate. I am so in One, two. We'll be right back.
Okay, that set started with Stop Calling Me Frank with My Baby is an Axe Murderer from the state of Wisconsin from their album Spider in My Beer and other songs. Long titles to these songs, huh? Anyway, Stop Calling Me Frank will be playing Sunday at the 3 p.m. show at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain. And also playing on that show is that next band you heard, State of the Union, and that was Ring Me Up from their album Pianoflex Blue. Then you heard Richie Parsons with Winter's Dream from his second album, 2018's Black-Throated Blue. Parsons has been in the Boston scene for years as lead singer of Unnatural Acts, Future Dads, Band 19, The Grimmies. And Richie Parsons will be playing Saturday at the 3 p.m. show at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain. Okay, let's see. More local. Next, I have The Gala with Blood Orange from the 2019 album Bad News. Fronted by singer Emily Duran, the garage rock band formed in 2016. And The Gala will be playing Saturday night at the Square Root in Roslindale, Mass. I think it might be an all-ages show, but I am not certain. The Gala.
Well, my morning veil, all painted black, and I tied you down to the railroad tracks. My handkerchief from your old knapsack read your eulogy as yes, you fall right back. Was a sad day when I put you down, but you should have thought twice before you ran around. Went on back for a pack of smokes and you didn't come back. So I checked the bar and I called your friends. All those bastards said no, you ain't with them. Then you came on back about a week off track with some witches' claws all run down your back.
That set started with the gala with Blood Orange from the 2019 album Bad News, and they'll be playing Saturday night at the Square Root in Roslindale. After that, you heard Hambone Skinny with Judgment Day from their self-titled album, and they will also be on that bill with the gala in the Square Root at the Square Root Saturday night. Then you heard the Devil's Twins with their 2019 single Love Vigilante. They got a really good gig coming up. They're going to be playing at the Paradise next Monday, the 17th, opening for Soul Asylum and Local H. That's a pretty good gig there. Anyway, now on the sadder side of things, may say local bass player Reno Daly passed away last week. Sad news there. He and Matt Gilbert were in the local bands The Grave Dances and also Harlequin back in the late 70s, early 80s. We're all shocked by this because it was out of the blue. Happened while he was cooking dinner, I guess. And some of my regulars may remember when I interviewed these guys in the studio for my show at WCAC when they had a Harlequin reunion. And Reno was a good guy. It's so sad, and we'll miss seeing him out there playing bass. So I thought I'll play The Grave Dances doing the cover of Mott the Hoople's Sucker. As Matt told me, Reno loved Mott, and they were psyched to see them last time they were in town, I think last year. I was at that show myself. Good show. So this is for Reno Daly. Rest in peace, Reno.
Your friendly neighborhood scientist, come to take you for a ride. Talk about all the knots that made you cry. Two tiny yellow hands are crawling out across the floor. All I can hear is a voice, give me more, more, more. Yeah.
One, two, ready, go. Let you go. Jimmy Rover, reporting in, sir. Saturn's rings have begun to blur. Please take over. Yes, I wish you would. For Orion shoots me. Please, if you could.
Let's see what we heard. A bunch of local bands, mostly local bands. First, you had the Grave Dances doing What the Hoop Will Sucker. And I said to you, their bass player, Reno Daly, just recently died, probably within the last couple of weeks. I don't know the exact date. And I'm sorry about that. And I hope I would like to say rest in peace, Reno. And the Grave Dances will be playing this Friday night at the C Note in Hull, and be playing it. Excuse me. Kind of in his honor, I think, too. And after that, you heard, Tiger Bomb with One Thing's For Sure from the 2019 album Uproar. They're an all-female garage pop and rock band from Portland, Maine, and Tiger Bomb's playing Saturday night at Big Babes in Portland, Maine. Then a brand new song from local artist Nat Friedberg. That was Ain't Nothing Sacred No More, first single from his new album, Record Number 3, which is due out on February 14th, his third full-length release within 12 months. Friedberg is a local musician and songwriter, has been around the scene since the early 80s in bands The Flies, The Titanics, The Satanics, The Clam Diggers, Upper Crust, lots of bands. And then after that, you heard another new song that was Spanking Charlene with Whiplash from their upcoming album Find Me Out, for which the New York City band will be having a record release party at Bowery Electric in New York City Wednesday night. Band's been featured regularly on Little Steven's Underground Garage radio show, and he's produced a couple of their singles. Then after that, you heard Fire in the Field with Jimmy Rover, new single of theirs, great song, and they're going to be playing Friday night at the Jungle in Somerville. Also on the bill will be Left Hand Blue and Mythos King. They were opening. Now, we're getting real late in the show, so I got to get serious guitar time in now. I don't have as much as usual, but it's what happens when it's just an hour show. Start with a brand new song from Philip Sace, because I love this guy. He's such a great guitarist. And as I said before, his incredible 2016 live album, Scorched Earth Volume 1, was Rock Under the Radar's top album that year. For those unfamiliar with him, Sace is a guitarist, singer, songwriter, born in Wales, grew up in Canada, and began getting noticed as a teenager. Moved to L.A., was in Jeff Healey's band, played with Uncle Cracker and Melissa Etheridge. He's going to have a new album out soon. I'm not sure exactly when. And this is a new song from him. This is called Spirit, Philip Sace.
Change me. I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or? Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
That was some serious guitar time. Didn't have as much time. So I hate having only an hour show. My other shows are 2 hours, so there's plenty of time. Sometimes I do a half hour of serious guitar time, sometimes even longer. But when it's just an hour show, it's hard to fit that much in, especially if I'm in any local bands playing around town. If I know about it, I want to play them so people know about their shows. So That leaves less time, but at least get some good guitar in it for you. First, you heard Philip Sace with Spirit, a new single from him, and he'll be having an album out soon. Then from Germany, Four Cool Cats with the single The Beast. Bassist John Marcolongo's an American living in Germany, sends us the tunes, and the serious guitarist is Guy Evenvandal. Several listeners have told me they like this song. It's about just about 2 minutes to three, which I'm supposed to get off at three. I would have liked to have put another guitar song in, but we're not really supposed to go over our time, so I won't. And I can see the next DJ is heading in here. So anyway, I'm going to get going now, and I will see you next time. My name is Marian Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar. I'll be back here at WMFO next Monday at 2 p.m. I also do my show on WCAC Tuesday at 6 p.m. and on Moxkin Radio on Thursday nights, 10 p.m. to midnight. So anyway, I hope you guys come back. And in the meantime, keep on rocking and keep your ears open for good music that's under the radar. Good night. See ya. When I say good night, why am I saying that for my late shows, right? Okay, see you later.